Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Gas them up, Scoob.
Yep.
Dan Dickerson on the Roku call.
Do you like the fact that, okay, it was both Dickerson and Bonetti, and on TV, like when you saw the replay, it says 103. But then they've got to specify exactly how fast it was days later. Oh, it was only 102.6. But it, come on, man.
It was fast, John.
Oh, yeah.
And it was vintage Verlander. In fact, they showed the last guy to round out a complete game, so short list, with a pitch that fast was Justin Verlander more than a decade prior. Mm-hmm. It did bring me back to those days of Justin Verlander, watching the ace come out to stop the bleeding. Like I had wondered, long weekend, how much panic there would be on radio from losing the first three of the Guardians, and it feels like it all gets washed away because Scooble stops the bleeding, pitches the best game of his very exciting career. And now the Tigers are still five games up on the Guardians when you get back from Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I mean, okay, at some point, whenever it is that they play the Guardians next, like it does feel like there's a Guardians issue.
Sure.
But that kind of feels like maybe the only issue. I mean, okay, you got a Dodgers issue, but so does
everybody
a lot of other teams. Because every time they play another good team, like they played the Padres. And you're like, okay, yeah, this is a good team. And the Giants coming in. The Giants are a good team in that NL West. Like they're competing with the Dodgers. Like they're right there. And that was a solid performance yesterday.
Yep.
And when you have an ace, like that is part of the definition of an ace. You stop the bleeding. It's a Scooble start, and you come out, you stop the bleeding, you get yourself a win. Now that was ultra dramatic, but he stopped the bleeding.
Yeah, Vinetti on the radio, like the theatrics of it all in the ninth inning as he navigates you through it. You really do view it differently, the series with the Guardians, and because of what Scooble did, and that's the beauty of an ace. It's very much like what Verlander did during his MVP season, where if they lose a couple, he'd put his foot down. He'd stamp that out, they'd go get a win, and they would keep the train on the tracks. And that's what the Tigers are doing. They're in first place. Train stays on the tracks. Turek Skubal pitching like MVP Verlander. And if you look at the numbers, he's pitching better than MVP Verlander. ERA is about the same. Whip's a little lower. Strikeouts are way up. Walks are way down. He's pitching like an MVP candidate right now.
Yeah. WAR is down dramatically from
his is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right now, okay, he's at a 2.2, and Verlander was at an 8.6.
We're about a third of the way through the season, so he's projected to get a 6-plus WAR. Look, Judge is the favorite because Judge is having a great year. He's a Yankee, all this stuff. But if the Tigers are the best team in the American League, and he's their best player, and he pitches like guys who have won the MVP before, he's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation. I don't know that we'll see a pitcher win it again.
Ever?
I don't want to say ever. I'm not going to paint myself in that corner, but I don't know that it's going to happen. And some of it's not his fault. It's an innings issue. It's, you know, I mean, and so, okay, it's the first complete game of his career. Does he have more complete games? Verlander had four in that 2011 season. It's not a huge number, but he pitched an average of, you know, 7 1/3, where Skubal right now is pitching just under a 6 1/3.
Right.
So it's, I think part of it is the perception of once every 5 days versus an everyday player. And it's not only that, but it's you're only going into the sixth inning.
So if you take out Shohei, and I think you should, because he's more than just a pitcher, we've only had three pitchers win the MVP in the last 40 years.
Right.
Roger Clemens in 86, Justin Verlander in 2011, and Clayton Kershaw in 2014. And those guys, Clemens threw 250 innings, Verlander threw 250 innings, Kershaw was at 198. Skubal, I think, is a 200-inning guy this year, especially the way he's chugging along. Is it enough? It's rare to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, did the Tigers have to win 100 games? Like, what has to happen? Like, if the Tigers are a 100-win baseball team, and this dude wins the Triple Crown again, and he's more dominant than last year when he won the Cy Young, clearly he'll get that hardware. Is it simply he doesn't hit, he's not Aaron Judge, he doesn't play for the Yankees? Like, what would have to happen for Skubal to win the MVP as a pitcher?
More performances like we saw on Sunday. And it doesn't have to be all Maddox's, right? You don't have to have a complete game under 90 or under 100 pitches. But what we saw from Skubal last year was he pitched better as the year went on. It almost felt like he was rounding in the form. And where other guys' arms would get tired, that's when he became stronger. I mean, yesterday, that was his season last year in a nutshell. At 103 miles an hour to finish it off.
It's ridiculous.
Is absolutely insane. Now, can he do that throughout the course of the summer? He showed he could last year. Can he do it this year? And maybe it's the, you know, effect of compounding interest, right? You win the Cy Young last year, you're the most dominant pitcher on the planet for a year, and now you show it again. Maybe it's one of those things where you, like, unlike a batter where you could have a great season and win the MVP, for a pitcher, it has to be a slow burn. It has to be a buildup.
Yeah, you have to be rock solid, steady, consistent. But I would argue that's what he's done through 11 starts this season, is he's their ace, he's their backstop, he stops the bleeding, and he goes out and pitches like nobody in baseball. I mean, complete games, they don't happen as often anymore. To do it in under 100 pitches with 13 strikeouts is as dominant a pitcher since Justin Verlander that we've seen in this city.
Yes. My only reservation is, and you brought it up, it's rare for a pitcher to do it to begin with, to win an MVP. And because pitchers, and Skubal is still in this, they don't go as deep into games as they used to, I think it becomes harder and harder for a pitcher to be able to build up that credibility.
What's it going to take? Is it even feasible? 248-539-9797.
If he has, okay, to relate this to another sport, Heisman Trophy, you got to have the Heisman moment. Like, he just had an MVP moment.
Good, yes.
The problem is, how much does that carry over to the next start? And does he have another MVP moment? Not that every time you go out there, he's going to lose some more games.
No, but
you don't have to have those MVP moments, but you have to have some of those. And I would argue you probably need more of those in late July, August, and September.
Yeah.
When the voting opens up.
You're right. You said Verlander had four complete games in his MVP season.
Yeah, and I don't know where they were in the season.
But sprinkle him in, right? Like, if he does this three more times, and the Tigers are the best team in the American League, I'm not going to say baseball, but the best team in the American League, AL MVP, it shouldn't just be judging a runaway, is the thing I would stress.
Yeah. That's where I think timing will matter in regards to this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Have some of those starts, have some of those moments at the end. And we're getting a chance to see Javi's ejection, which I thought, I love the fire that Javi has right now. Do we like ejections? No, but the fact that he would had to be physically restrained by two other players, I absolutely love the fire. Come on, let's go, Javier.
They got on the TVs here in the studio. Yeah, real quick pit stop on that. I get where he was coming from. He's like, Dude, I was sitting on that pitch knowing it's not a strike. You're going to ring me up on it, and I can't even have a conversation with you.
Right.
He goes, we're humans. I understand the umps aren't perfect. I'm not complaining about every call that they miss. This one I had an issue with, and the ump didn't even let me air out a grievance.
Yeah.
So then he went nuclear.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Yeah, you got multiple guys restraining Javi Baez. AJ, after the game, said, by the way, I know people like seeing manager get tossed. I still had to manage a one-run game and get us out of there.
Right, four innings left.
Yeah. So AJ ends up staying in the game, and the Tigers win. Couple ticket texts. 248-539-9797. Guardians own the Kitties. Guards clearly punted Sunday. I was hoping Scooble would throw a perfect game.
Well, I know Kwan didn't play. I'm not going to sit there. Let's not go down the asterisk row here.
Yeah, Tigers are up five games in the division right now. So for all the hyperventilating that may have been taking place on Saturday night,
I do think there is a Guardians issue.
Yeah, you clearly said that. Texter says, you forgot Willie Hernandez won the MVP junior in Detroit. I qualified it as 40 years. I should have also qualified it as starting pitchers because Dennis Eckersley also won the MVP in 92. That's Joe and Mount Clemens. Three starting pitchers in the last 40 years, taking out Shohei, who also hits. It's rare that we get a pitcher who wins the MVP. Scooble had an MVP moment on Sunday. Did it against the Guardians, big division foe that's been a problem for this baseball team. It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.